This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin will require farmers to test lactating dairy cows for influenza A before taking them to fairs or other exhibitions starting on the 19th. It's part of the government's attempt to contain the bird flu that's been spreading in dairy herds in other states, including Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. The Casey Foundation's Leslie Bossier says it's been the same story over the data book's 35 years.
We've never seen a significant percentage of children who were either proficient in fourth grade reading or basic math.
Wisconsin advocates want more public school funding and more Black teachers. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters in particular are dismayed about the cost of housing.
I can't afford the American dream, right? And you're trying to sell that to young folks in America and sell your vision of tomorrow, and you can't afford the American dream.
The two spoke at a WisPolitics luncheon yesterday. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. A former attorney for Donald Trump is removed from a state committee that advises Wisconsin judges. The state Supreme Court is suspending Jim Troupas temporarily from the Wisconsin Court System's Judicial Conduct Advisory Committee. Troupas and two others are charged with felonies in the 2020 Republican fake elector scheme. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Green Bay will pay former councilmember Tony Thiessen $100,000 in a settlement over the city's use of microphone surveillance and audio recording in the hallways of City Hall. WLUK Fox 11 reports the council discussed the lawsuit at the end of their council meeting last night. Plaintiffs in the case, which include State Senator Andre Jacques, argue that there's an expectation of privacy in the halls of City Hall. Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources issues an ozone advisory for several northeast Wisconsin counties. Door, Kewaunee, and Manitowoc counties are under an orange-level advisory from noon until 11 p.m. tonight. Orange-level advisories are issued when air quality is expected to be unhealthy for sensitive groups, such as children, older adults, and people with lung disease. The victim of a substantial battery outside of the Wisconsin Resource Center in Oshkosh in May has died from his injuries. Oshkosh police say they are referring first-degree murder charges to the district attorney against a 41-year-old suspect. Neither the suspect nor the 56-year-old victim were employees of the treatment center for state prison residents. For 45 years, Options for Independent Living has been helping people find the support and resources they need to live independently with physical disabilities. They're celebrating with an open house to show off many of the services they offer.
Check out the Showcase Model Home. Take a tour, see what's possible in their home, or just planning for the future or maybe for aging in your home.
Josh Tice, the executive director for Operations for Independent Living, said the open house is from 4 till 7 Thursday, June 13th. 100-year-old Eugene Jack Krasiski of Pulaski was one of the thousands who stormed the beach at Normandy on D-Day 80 years ago. He also fought in the historical Battle of the Bulge.
The sight wasn't really the worst. It was the cold. Oh, it was so miserable cold. And I was on a 50 caliber machine gun and sitting that iron turret. Hey, it was stiff, just frozen all the time I was in there. But that's war, I guess. And it never left. It was there 24/7, that cold.
Grzyski was a guest on Mino and the Mayor. This week is Street Music Week in Appleton. Musicians check in at Hyde Music Company, grab an orange bucket, find a spot on College Avenue, and play. All the funds they collect by the philanthropist buskers will go to Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Musicians are playing to raise money every day this week from noon till 1 p.m. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers debut another rookie pitcher. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Toronto Blue Jays playing this afternoon at AmFam Field. We'll have a recap after the game. Last night, the Crew losing 3-0. Because of all the injuries, another Brewers rookie making his major league debut, Carlos Rodriguez, age 22, gave up a couple of runs. He lasted until the fourth inning. How'd he look? Manager Pat Murphy.
He was great. You know, I'm really pleased. I thought he threw the ball well. I thought he showed tremendous poise. Yeah, I was very pleased with what I saw. 22-year-old kid come out there and do what he did. Gets a really good lineup. I thought he handled himself very, very well. Didn't seem like a rookie at all. Didn't seem like, you know, first-timer. I was encouraged.
NFL, the Packers GM Brian Gutekunst says they hope to have a new contract for Jordan Love done by next month. I asked Love if that's true.
Yeah, I think they should. I mean, just what he said.
And that's that?
That's that. Keep it short, yeah. There it is.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. In reality TV pseudo-news, the mysterious or not disappearance of Bachelorette alum Trista Sutter has been explained. She was taking part in another reality show called Special Forces World's Toughest Test, a show that puts celebrities through special forces training, according to TMZ. Some reality fans clamoring for drama to distract themselves from their own lives thought she'd died. Nope, she is alive and well and part of another yawn, quote, reality show, end quote. People magazine reports that Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck have quietly put their $61 million Beverly Hills mansion up for sale. The mansion has almost 40,000 square feet, 12 bedrooms, and 24 bathrooms, a 12-car garage, and a huge gym. People also reports that the news of the home hitting the market comes 1 week after Lopez canceled her North American tour. Initial speculation was she was just going to invite all her fans to the house, since it had more bathrooms than most concert venues. Here's one of Pete's picks. Check out The Last Stop in Yuma County on Amazon Prime. The film is set in Arizona and starts when a knife salesman pulls into a gas station that is out of gas and waiting for a tanker. While waiting at the diner next door, two bank robbers show up as well as a handful of other locals. The film is full of tension and has no big stars, which makes it easy to lose yourself in the story. It will also surprise you more than once. The Last Stop in Yuma County received 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. Hollywood legend Elizabeth Taylor says her marriage to Eddie Fisher was one big friggin' awful mistake. Fisher must have felt that sting from beyond the grave. The New York Post reports that the quote came from a new documentary called Elizabeth Taylor, The Lost Tapes. Taylor also says husband Michael Wilding wasn't dominant enough. That sounds like one explicit documentary, even though she actually used the word friggin'. The Daytime Emmy Awards took place June 8th, and history was made when Dick Van Dyke won an Emmy for an appearance on Days of Our Lives. At 98 years old, the legendary performer is the oldest actor ever to be nominated or win a Daytime Emmy. Kelly Clarkson took home a Daytime Emmy Award for talk series for her show, The Kelly Clarkson Show. Her show received 8 nominations, the most in the category. America is bananas over Kelly Clarkson. Soap opera General Hospital was nominated 11 times and brought home 4 awards for daytime drama series. Best actress in a lead performance for a daytime drama series went to Michelle Stafford, who won her 3rd Outstanding Actress Award. She plays Phyllis Summers on The Young and the Restless. The Bold and the Beautiful's Thorsten Kay took home his 2nd consecutive daytime Emmy for Outstanding Actor as Ridge Forrester. Damn, I wish I had a cool soap name like that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid 80s. Showers and storms tonight and a low of 68. It will be breezy. Breezy for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high around 83. Friday, sunny, 78. Saturday, partly sunny, 78. That's weather on WGBW.
Currently, 66 degrees.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media.
Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wgbw.fm.